This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2. Tickle Leroy's Fancy coming up later this hour. Got a tweet here from Matt who says, A-Rod, Nomar, Jeter, Gonzo. Thank you, Tobin. You're welcome, Matt.
Thank you, Tobin. Thank you.
No one's taking anything away from those guys. Just, you know, let's not forget. That's all we're saying. That's all we're saying. Dolphins getting set for the Commanders this week. 9:30 is your kickoff from Madrid as the Dolphins will look to string a couple of wins together here. Can we do this for the first time this season? Put a little run ski together.
Yeah.
Dolphins.
I mean, a Dolphins run at this point would be 2.
That's right. And I was saying this before you got here today, Leroy. Like, we were talking about the game. I'm like, I don't really have a feel because I want to believe.
They've been so inconsistent to think they're going to build on anything at this point after what we've seen this year wouldn't be realistic. But if they do, then maybe we'll reconsider. That's about it.
That would help. If I could see consistency, it would be a big step for the season. I think there's reason for it. You know, I think there's reasons you could be like, oh, you know what? The defense is starting to come together. You know, they're finding their footing without Tyreek Hill now, finally. You know, Jalen Waddle's been playing good. Devon Achane's having an all-world season. But I gotta see it consistently, and that's I mean, consistency's probably been one of their biggest issues. Schmeathen says Dolphins playing their way from the second overall pick to the 14th pick.
Okay, now let me ask a question. One of the things that bothers me about this, supposedly what fans want people to tank, right? What are you tanking for? The Dolphins have had top 5 picks before. And in all the top 5 picks that they've had that I can think of, who moved the needle the most? None of them have been that long-term Dolphin that everybody thinks you should get with a top 5 pick. And I would say, who do you think is going to be available this year?
Well, I think
because the quarterback class was supposed to be strong until it wasn't.
Yeah, that's fair, but I think the thing that people would look to it and be like, well, the same guy's not picking anymore. He's been doing the draft for the last decade, and now he's gone, so you'll have somebody new. Well, and right. I don't know if that guy's any good. I know that Champ Kelly today was, you know, apparently he was literally pounding on the table about how he's going to make his mark and use this opportunity to keep the job. Look, best of luck to him. I'll tell you one thing I like about him. Doesn't wear a hat with his suit. That's a start.
Well, the other thing is that there's really no moves to be made at this juncture. And the funny thing about it is that when it's time to make moves, depending on what they do with Mike McDaniel, they might very well get a new GM also.
They might get a new GM. I think that
I don't think they will though. So here, if he's only been with the organization for 6 months.
Yep.
If they retain him and he becomes the full-time GM, is that someone new because he hasn't been with the organization as long as everybody else has that has gotten that job?
It's somebody new, but it's not. I don't know if it's like. I mean, his previous experience is mostly the Raiders. I don't think it's like one of those things where you look at a guy and be like, "Wow, he's coming from a highly touted organization." It's not to say he can't do the job, but I'm just letting you know right. It's not exactly this hire that everybody I think is going to be like doing backflips over. But who
in order to do what you're saying, you would have to go get assistant GM or player personnel guy and make him a GM from a team that has had success.
Yes.
That doesn't necessarily mean he's more qualified. It just means that he came from a place that had success.
Yeah, but that's kind of how it goes. Like, you usually like to see the guys who come from other organizations with success and see if they go. Like, it doesn't always work. Joe Shane from the Bills, it has not worked in New York with him. You know, he's right. That's typically the way it's going to go is if you run a good organization, people are going to try and poach you, you know, like right. that is how it usually goes. So it has nothing to say that Champ Kelly can't be the GM or that he's not going to be good. I just don't think that people know. And I think that the idea from the fan base is like, if this ends in 6-7 wins, Mike McDaniel doesn't deserve to keep his job. And this idea that you're going to try and again massage some things and maneuver some things to try and make this work when all the signs have been here that this doesn't work. All the signs have been there. This isn't going to work.
So are you against, because Tua's going to be here another year?
Maybe.
Or they're not going to eat that money.
We don't know that. So, like, yeah. I think if the season – let's say that if they go out and lose this week and the season goes off the rails, I you can't say that everything's not on the table, that they wouldn't eat the money.
Very unlikely.
Okay.
That under any circumstance they eat the money. But it brings me to my question. If you know Tua's going to be here another year, then what – would you think if they said, well, we're going to keep Mike here and get rid of them both at the same time?
I mean, I would get it, but it would kind of feel like you're going into a wasted lame duck season. You know?
I mean, but both of them are.
Yeah, but
if you bring in another coach and you have Tua, like you might as well keep the guy who's been working with Tua.
Yeah, unless the guy can get his team pulling in the same direction or have a little bit more consistency than Mike does. Mike's a little squirrely.
Right. Right. So, and I've noted that the issues that I've had or whatever. But I also believe, look, I think they're gonna keep Tua for another year. Right?
I think we gotta have the year play out. We that's one of those things where like it'd be silly for us to sit here at 3-7, Leroy, and they end the year 3-13 and think they're bringing Tua back, because they won't.
Okay.
It just, if you do, I mean, if you do bring Tua back and you had that bad a year, 5 wins, you know, I'm talking a real stinker. Mm-hmm. Kiss all your fans coming goodbye. Like, it's you know, everyone's.
But here, the option, and here's a legitimate option. You could get rid of Tua, you could get rid of Mike, but you're going to be a lot worse next year because you're not going to have any resources to get any players. So just imagine this same team with a backup quarterback, a new coach, and no money.
You're going to go into some bad years. Like, I think that's inevitable. But we were talking about this a little bit before, like, I think the thing that you're looking at with the Jets is they kind of recognize what the Patriots did a couple of years ago, where they're like, well, we're sunk. We do need to revamp. And it took them 3 years, and now they are on top of the division with nine wins.
But they never had to eat a $50 million
contract. Their first quarterback they picked was a bust. That's why.
Right.
Like it's
no, but they still had to go
in the toilet with bad QB play.
The only difference between that situation and this situation is Mac Jones never got to a second contract.
Yeah, but the thing is, bad is bad. Like, I get what you're saying with the contract, but like the whole point is, if you're going to take a step back and revamp your team, you're going to do that with a bad contract or without a bad contract. You can make your team realize it's got to take a step back to get your team back going forward.
If you're paying for it anyway, if you don't find an alternative to that position, then aren't you kind of shooting yourself in the foot by saying no? That when you have no other option?
It's going to depend on the rest. I really think it depends on how the rest of the season goes. I really do. Like, I don't think it's a fair question to ask right now, because if you're telling me, yeah, like,
well, you're making the assumption that they're definitely going to get rid of him, and they should.
That's not what I did. What I said, you're making the assumption is you said flatly Tua's coming back next year.
Yes.
And I'm telling you, we got to wait and see. I don't know. So you're the one making the assumption, not me.
I am because of his contract.
Okay. But we've seen contracts get eaten.
You've seen it once.
We've seen it be eaten. I did not say anything non-factual.
All right. No, like, I just think for people, let's be realistic about this. If you have no other option and you're paying for that money anyway, you're paying that $50 million anyway, then play him. So you would want to get rid of Tua, eat the $50 million, and not have a quarterback.
It depends. Like, if his year continues this badly, yeah, probably, because he's been terrible.
But I understand that.
Why would you want to play a bad quarterback?
He's having a bad year.
Thank you. You literally just, okay. Well, whatever. Fine. Do you want to put your katanas away? You literally said the same thing as me.
No, I get it. He's having a bad year. So my point is this: he's having a bad year. Is there a better option out there than Tua next year?
I don't know.
When he's just having a bad year.
I don't know. I don't know what the options are yet.
Right, but you're making determinations or suggestions before you...
No, but you are, because you're saying for sure bring him back.
Yes, because of the $50 million.
That's not a good reason.
Okay.
Take a break. We'll tickle Leroy's fancy next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.